solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. So I'm sitting here in the studio with a longtime friend of mine, State Senator Rusty Glover. Rusty and I served together in the Alabama State Senate, sat right next to each other. Actually, I think I sat right in front of you the first 4 years, and then I moved my seat back where I could sit right next to you.
That's right.
For the second 4 years. That's and, Rusty was a state senator. Before that, he was in the state house. What'd you serve, three terms in the state senate, Rusty?
Three in the Senate.
Yeah, three in the Senate, one in the House,
one
right?
One in the House, that's correct.
A retired public educator. Yep. Used to drive the teachers union crazy because you were a conservative.
Yeah, well, you know, that kind of got me into politics. Is I say about the third or fourth year, we were issued a book for Mobile County Schools for 11th grade history, American history, U.S. history. And it had, I believe it was Gary Nash. He was considered one of the leading Marxist historians in the United States out of UCLA. He was the sole author of that book. And I'd get so frustrating reading that because I knew there were probably a lot of teachers that, you know, didn't do their homework and make sure the kids got both sides. I mean, it was very one-sided, very Marxist slant. And I really wanted to take the book up to Fob James, the governor at the time, and show him, because I knew he would be very interested, but I was told that would probably not get an audience with the governor on that. So I got a little bit more interested in getting into politics. I was already been interested in it, but as far as getting involved myself, that really probably spurned me on more than any other event or ideas. And I think, when Common Core came around, I was so frustrated over what I experienced as a teacher that I wanted to do something about that. And I co-sponsored the first couple of bills, and then I sponsored the bills. And Phil, you were right there to co-sponsor those bills with me and stand strong and firm against a lot of opposition. So I sponsored it twice, and I co-sponsored a couple of times. But it was just the battle was there, but it was tough getting the numbers together to do something about it. But it was a hard fight.
But what I remember distinctly, though, is you were always willing to be in the fight. That was the thing. And a little known fact, too, just on a personal note, you and I both graduates of the University of South Alabama.
About the same time.
About the same time. We were going to school. Yeah. And you played baseball there.
Yep.
Your position was what?
I was a pitcher. I signed out of high school as a catcher, and then got in a slump my freshman year and started pitching. I never pitched even before, and I wound up pitching in 49 games at South Alabama.
Down yonder at Stanky Field.
Yep. Well, Stanky Field. It was about the fifth year of the stadium there.
Wow. Well, all right. So water under the bridge there, but you stayed in Mobile. You were a public educator in the Mobile area for a number of years, but you also represented them, like we just said a moment ago. Yep. And so after all those years in the legislature, now you're looking at running for state auditor.
Yes, I've been out of politics for 3.5 years now, and I want to serve the people again. And this is a position that's open. Jim Ziegler, who has served the last 8 years, cannot run for re-election. It's open due to term limits. And so I decided to jump into it. In fact, I was on this show the day I announced.
You were.
And I think it was like the first week or two that you'd been – I think you'd only been on for a couple of weeks, I think. But I enjoyed being on there then and explaining, what I was all about and a little bit about the office. The office of state auditor, it takes account of the items purchased by your tax dollars of $500 or more, cars, trucks, desks, computers, and whatnot. And I think it's very important to me and important to you, the listeners, the taxpayers, that it's accounted for. It's called auditor, but it doesn't do any financial audits. It's just the property audits, items purchased by the state.
Which is amazing how much stuff a state actually has.
And it's over $2 billion.
Yeah. And it's also amazing how much stuff gets lost if you get down to it.
And if it's not kept up with and it's allowed to happen without any repercussions, you're going to have more of it. And it's more taxpayer money lost. When the office finds that there are discrepancies or lost items, it's turned over to the Attorney General's office to prosecute if need be. And they go after them, and sometimes it comes back up from what I hear.
And there have been some crazy stories, too, about state employees that decided to keep that laptop or take the tires off their car, the state car, and put it on their car.
Right, and that has happened, and that's the importance of this office. You know, it's not billions of dollars being lost, but even with small amounts like that, it's important. The people need to have trust in government, and they can't have trust in government when you have these discrepancies and theft without any kind of repercussions.
Well, and this is one of the smallest staffed offices, which is kind of interesting.
Right. It's only like 8 or 9 people that work there. The budget's been cut 3 or 4 times over the years, and a lot of it's personal between the governor and the state auditor. And that's one thing that I bring to the office. I have a good relationship with the budget chairs, and I think it's important that some of the auditors who have been laid off or cut to part-time, that they be brought on as full-time, because to get everything done, to be able to put forth an effort to bring transparency to all this equipment, we got to have a full staff. And I'm not one, I'm not one to grow government, but just to bring the appropriated dollars back to that office that were there 2 or 3 years ago so we can function appropriately.
Well, and so it's interesting you say that, because there was actually a bill to do away with the state auditor, which I really thought was a slight in some way. It really to me didn't feel like, in fact, it was the guy who took my seat, Rusty. It was the guy who took state senate seat district 10, Andrew Jones, my successor after I decided not to run again. Andrew Jones gets it, and he's trying to do away, which, you know, you and I really fought to streamline government, to reduce some things when you and I first got there. We consolidated some departments. We did all kinds of things like that together. But
a constitutional office that's less than $1 million. It's just
what the heck?
Yeah. Right. And there was talk that it would save money, but you would still have to hire the personnel and perform the duties, as you know. If the plan was to move it over to the state treasurer's department, which
they don't want it.
They don't want it. That's what I've heard. They don't want
they
it.
Don't want it.
And it would cost. It wouldn't save any money. But a lot of it is I think it's a little
You know what would really happen if they did that? The state auditor's office would ask for an increase to their budget, and they would hire more people and probably bring on the same people that just got laid off at the auditor's office. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
That's just another indication that our legislature is just doing wacky stuff sometimes. But that bill got too close to passing, I think.
It actually had the majority vote. It was like 45 to 34 or something like that. But, of course, it had to be 2/3 to go to the people for a vote to be a, you know, constitutional amendment.
Right. Wow. Okay. All right. So you want to be the auditor.
Yep.
That position you would is now when you and I are the legislature, if we were running against an incumbent or for an open seat, we would take office the night of the election. The auditor swears in February, right?
I think it's January. I think it's around the time of the inauguration. I think, you know, they all give their inauguration speeches at the same time on inauguration day. So I'm assuming they go into office that day.
Okay.
You know, it's another aspect to the office that's very important that I always bring up when I'm on the stump. And that is the auditor, along with the governor and the Agriculture and Industries commissioner, selects the board of registrars in each county.
Election integrity.
That's right. And they are the ones who are following state law on election laws and making sure that people aren't registering multiple times, as we know that they did in other states, having deceased people voting because they're still on the roll, making sure the rolls are clean. It's a very important duty in each county. And, of course, making sure that we get people on into that position is very important. You know, we had Alabama was cited as being one of the most secure elections, having most secure elections in the country. But, you know, to me, if there's one case of voter fraud where someone took off time to go vote, left their home to vote, and then 20 minutes later it was, you know, canceled out because somebody cheated or voted as a dead person, you know, that's wrong. And so I want to do my part in this office to make sure that we have, you know, election integrity.
Well, and you and I mean, and that's all the way down to the municipal level. I mean, the registrars handle the voting rolls for the entire county.
That's right.
And if you're going to vote for a city council, if you're going to vote for coroner, if you're going to whatever, it comes through that registrar's office.
That's right. That's correct.
And when you and I were in office 2011, I think it was, the municipal elections in Uniontown, Alabama, had 125% turnout.
Right. 125% turnout. And obviously, there were some problems there.
Obviously.
Obviously, they had more people voting than registrar.
They might have needed you as a registrar appointer at that point.
Yes.
Well, Rusty, I tell you what, we got to take a break right now. If you can hang on through the break, we'll finish up with you here in just a few minutes. All
Sounds good.
All right. We're with Rusty Glover, former state senator, who is now running for the position of state auditor. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are right back here in the studio with my friend, State Senator Rusty Glover, now running as a candidate for state auditor. So, Rusty, how many counties have you been in of late?
I haven't counted. I've been in all of them, but I haven't, you know, as far you spend more in Republican-leaning counties than you spend in others. But I know I surpassed, I think, 26,000 miles in the last 8 months.
Good Lord.
Because, you know, from South Alabama, you know, I'm in North Alabama most of the time. I mean, this is my 16th trip to North Alabama and out of 15 weeks.
Alabama is really important, bro.
Well, it is. And you look at the numbers. I mean, probably 75-80% at least of the citizens in North Alabama are voting in the Republican primary, whereas in South Alabama, it's a little more spread out and about a third Democrat. Plus, you have a lot of more contested races in the legislature. You got the congressional seat. Moe's the seat he's leaving in, and it's a lot more excitement up there.
So what you're telling me is the weight of the vote could come from North Alabama.
Sure. I've crossed the Tennessee River so many times. I'm just glad they're not collecting tolls. I'd be broke by now. But yes, it's I love it up there. I mean, when 4 years ago I was running for lieutenant governor, and the best part of it was going to North Alabama. I really enjoy it.
Well, and I appreciate that, and my listeners appreciate that too.
Well, you know, when we were in the legislature, that's where I sat. You know, it was all four of I was the only one from anywhere near South Alabama in our whole section. It was all North Alabama.
I know I've said it multiple times. Sometimes we were the back row nose, and other times though we were just the back row guys who you had to at least know that we were reading the bills. And you and Bill Holtzclaw and Paul Sanford. Yep. And Dick Brubaker was right down the way from us.
He was over in the middle section. Yeah. But we also had Schofield and Paul Bussman.
And Paul Bussman.
Yep.
Good times. And back then you had that Yukon you drove that you had like 350,000 miles.
It was a Tahoe.
That's right.
And I literally drove it to the ground and we sold it for like $400. And I haven't seen it lately, but my wife has seen it three or four times. It still has a little Senate sticker in the back. And one of our former colleagues, the judge down in Mobile,
right? Ben Brooks.
He was going down the interstate, and he called me. He says, "Hey, I'm right behind you." I said, "No, you're not. I'm not on the interstate." He says, "Oh, I'm right behind your truck." And he said, "And there's smoke coming out of the windows. I think they're smoking marijuana." I said, "That's not me."
Okay, folks, just so you know, that is not your candidate for state auditor. Well, Rusty, listen, we got about 2 minutes left here. You're campaigning all over the state. This is a statewide constitutional office. You're going to be on the ballot.
Yes.
It's a contested race. You, Andrew Sorrell, Stan Cook. But tell folks where they can find out more about you and what they want to know. They can go to your website or whatever.
I'm on Facebook and websites. Rusty Glover for Alabama. Rusty Glover for Alabama. I'm greatly outspent in this election, like I have been in every election I've ever been in. But I'm really trying to overcompensate by being active, meeting as many people, going to as many events, Republican women, Republican executive committee meetings, civics groups, whatever. I want to get in front of the people. And I was unopposed my last two elections for Senate. So I gained the trust of the people in my area. I want to gain the trust of the people all over the state.
All right. So what's your website address?
Rusty Glover for Alabama.
RustyGloverForAlabama.com.
That's it.
All right. Well, my friend, it's good to see you.
Great to be here.
Person.
And, great to be here.
Certainly thank you for being on Right Side Radio. You are now broadcasting over majority of North Alabama.
Fantastic.
And,
fantastic.
And probably some South Tennessee folks that might vote for you, too. Who
that's
knows?
All right.
All right, folks, that's Rusty Glover, who is running for the position of state auditor. And I got to tell you, it's not an office that you hear about all the time, which is good. Because usually if you're hearing about the office of auditor, something's wrong.
Bad things.
But right now you've got the opportunity to consider who you like. And I don't endorse on this show. You know that. And I've had Andrew Sorrell on here before. I don't think Stan Cook's ever been on. But the truth of the matter is you got to make a choice. And I say it all the time on this show. One of the folks on that ballot is going to be your next whichever. So you're going to like when I'm looking at the top three in the U.S. Senate race, Katie Britt, Mo Brooks, and Mike Durant, one of those three is going to be your next U.S. senator. Figure out which one you like. State auditor, I would dare say Stan Cook or Andrew Sorrell or my friend Rusty Glover here, one of those three is going to be your next state auditor. Don't you want to know something about them? And I have folks that contact me, and, you know, we've been talking. Some friends contacted Charlene and I the other day, said, who do you like for this race and who do you like for that race? You know, we can tell you what we like, but the reality is this. You got to do a little bit of research. And no, you can't know everything from a campaign commercial. And no, you can't know everything from their website. But it's better than knowing nothing. And so you got some great opportunities. In fact, I would dare say that the field of folks running for your position, Rusty, is a great crew to select from.
Very conservative, good guys. We're all friends, and I tell you, whoever wins is going to do a great job.
Well, and that's a class act for you to say that. Yep. But yeah, all right. Listen, we are moving to the break once again, but folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We give it to you straight. We want you to have a chance to meet the candidates, get out there and find out more about them on your own. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.